Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Meshe, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. Listeners are invited to call into the show for a reading or with questions and comments. Call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad. Also, join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat to create a username, register with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Hello, 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 hello. Hello, everyone. It's so wonderful to be here today with all of you. This amazing Wednesday, this time of connecting and celebrating. I want to let everyone know that we will be doing readings and a talk the whole way through. And our guest, Debbie Anderson, who is the creator and author of the Vibrational Energy Oracle Cards, will be on air as well. She's coming back for part two, and she will be doing readings. And I think it's so important today. We're going to dive in to some little deeper stuff. I've been getting questions, of course, about what's going on in the world, and so we'll talk about that, the individual to the personal as well, because all is important. All is important. I want to underscore that. Hello to everyone in the Sacred Space of Empowerment, also known as the chat room. Yes, I'm feeling in the pink, everybody. It's for my light side, my vulnerable side, my soft and cozy side. Yes, Tamara, I am feeling in the pink, which I do love. I always put Yoshi in pink, you know, my little doggy, my little furry animal being that's right here. And they're like, friends of mine will say, oh, is that Yoshi's favorite color? And like, it's my favorite color. Well, not to wear, but to but she reflects that part, you know, the cozy little furry, burry part. Anyway, the number to call in, 347-539-5122. Love to hear from all of you, whatever your question, concern, or comment, maybe input. And also want to give a nice warm welcome to everyone listening, not only in the chat room live with us on phone and in the chat, but also those of you listening via iTunes, TuneIn, Radio, FM Player. Thank you all for making Awakenings very special and important in this time of awakening and the converging flow part of awakening that we're doing. So I'm going to put that number in the chat in case anybody's coming in. And I do see people online in the queue. We will get to your questions. I so love when you guys call in. And you can also ask questions in the chat as well. Okay, there we go. Number 347-539-5122. And that gets you in the queue to get on air. So I want to chat a little bit, talk a little bit, and tune in and give them more of a metaphysical, spiritual point of view of what's been going on. I've been getting a lot of emails, of course, of what's going on in the world and people being kind of glued to the TV or the internet looking and saying, you know, well, you know, what is all this about? And I did touch on some of this in my soul entrepreneurship program and group, and was really saying, you know, how the events that are happening around the globe specifically were being highlighted to Paris, France, and of course, these things are going on in Syria and Egypt, the atrocities, of course, we had in Bosnia, all that's happening. And what I will say is, you have to just metaphysically, you have to know your place. If you feel called to do something external to help, you know, Doctors Without Borders, going in volunteering, whatever you feel to do externally to help, that is, of course, up to you. What I can say that helps 5,000% all the time is the inner consciousness, because we are all interconnected. It isn't just metaphysical principle. It has principles in, you know, quantum in physics and quantum physics. and people, you know, we've had guests on like Larry Dossey, MD, the power of prayer, power of intention, how healing, sending healing light, you know, and I did a whole course on this in England where we literally worked, and I may bring some of what I learned back again. A few years back, I did a lot of metaphysical and advanced metaphysical workshops for people. And I've done some of it. Actually, those of you that have joined me for the Soul Path teleworkshops, where we connect into the subtle energy and we use light and frequency for not only aligning, attuning ourselves, but each other and healing, you know. So anyway, I used to do a lot at White Eagle Lodge and healing, and we would actually have a list of people that we would work on healing, kind of etheric, you know, healing work and to some degree etheric surgery, because sometimes we did penetrate through the etheric field into areas like if people had tumors or, you know, growth, you know, things like that that were going on or certain, you know, illnesses. So, so that is very, you know, possible. So we know that we're interconnected by this woof and warp, this magnetic, you know, field, if you will, these resonant fields, vibrational fields. And the more that we understand this, the more that we, which is, this is why it's so important, and we had, what was it, Dr. Elliot Maynard when he was on, which his book is a must, by the way. I've been clearing out books, and I came across it again, Brave New Mind, Living in the Future Science World. He actually has a chapter on subtle energy. And, of course, my working with spirit and working with guides as I do, they have told me, and the Oversouls, you know, help people understand this and do this. That's why, you know, I'm always, in my workshops, I always bring that in, you know, in the group consciousness, you know, that when we gather together, you know, where two or more are gathered, I am there with that intention. It is so powerful to learn about subtle energy. That is the woof and warp of the universe. It's the cosmic glue. It is, it is physical. It is material. It is material. You can feel it. And through that, in that state, when we are connected into that, we can create great change, you know. So some of these things that we're seeing right now, no matter how extreme they seem or how inconsequential, whether it's bullying, and you see all of this getting addressed more and more. So I would say, you know, I've had some people say to me, oh, my God, it's getting worse, it's getting worse. And I said, well, no, if you look at kind of the age of humanity and where we are, it's actually getting better. You have to remember, we are in the harmonizing portion of the awakening. We are in the harmonization. The harmonization is taking place. What's starting to take place is with the lapse of 2005. It's what we call the converging flow. And many of you will remember that year because so many events happened all at the same time, especially, you know, we had the tsunamis, we had hurricanes. So we will have these converging events all in the elements because we are the elements. You know, earth, air, wind, fire, ether, you know, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, you know, beliefs, the emotions, the spiritual beliefs, the dogma of religion. You know, but the cult, you know, the part of the Aquarian age is conformity. It is unity. It's unifying. But if we have blind unity or confirmation, that creates fanaticism, right? That creates insecurity in the individual. And so people will do things that they wouldn't normally do just to fit in. But we've had that undercurrent in our society all along. So we are breaking the chain to that. At the same point, people do want to belong. We've come here out of a sense of belonging, you know, wanting to connect. You see it in social media, connect and share, connect, share, inspire. But what happens when people on the earth plane do not see enough reflections of themselves, do not see enough confirmations of themselves, and they feel isolated? You get things like bullying. You know, bullying happens in homes. I've never seen people bully that haven't had some bullying situation in their house or some upheaval where they felt disempowered, you know, children, when they feel disempowered, they feel things are, either they're receiving the emotional abuse, physical abuse, some kind of abuse, or there's upheaval in the home that's not being handled in a way that that child feels needed, wanted, or protected, or can manage the energies of what's happening, usually would be, you know, the adults. So it's that aggression is a way of getting out. See, I matter, or I'm, you know, power over. I don't, you know, subconsciously I don't have, not connected to my power, but I'll show you I'm powerful. That's where we get that aggression. That's where we get the intimidator, the bullier. And that's where we get things that have happened, you know, in, I can't think of the other school, Columbine always comes to mind. But you know what I mean. And it's some women, but it's mostly young boys and young men of a certain age where, you know, all that testosterone, all that energy is flowing. And if it doesn't have an outlet, and if they don't feel needed and wanted within the society, they feel shunned, we get these attacks. You know, people say, oh, it's their religion. It's, it goes way beyond that. It goes way beyond that. So the key is connection. But the key starts with all of us, our interconnection to ourselves. Find those areas. I know when I see this, and I do a lot of healing light work, you know, when I do put on Facebook or on Twitter or my Instagram, sending prayers and healing light, I am actually doing that, as thousands, tens of thousands, and millions of other people are. You know, if you're feeling scared, you know, reach out to, you know, family, friends, reach out to people, feel that connection, you know, appreciate where you're at. And revisit, you know, some of our episodes where we've talked about this, things like the power of intention, the power of prayer. Those, we've had Lynn McTaggart on a couple of times. She did that whole intention experiment. Why am I saying this? Because what will ultimately heal us is not, and stop this atrocity, this acting out of the wounding, is not going to be political. I will tell you that. It's not, even though I did do the prediction about the what was happening on November 3rd. I said that there would be some events after that. I think I said it on the program a couple times. I did a whole show on it, and I've said it in the groups I'm working with, just as a heads up. And I said, I see the global, what will be happening, and there would be skirmishes around, and there would be closing borders. So you'll see that. You'll see that in the United States. You know, I've made predictions before about the stock market, some things that happened, and that happened, I guess, back in August. But the bigger picture of that, this is why I sprinkle things with my predictions. I do more of them in small groups with people because I don't want to just alarm and just send people, you know, oh, my God, Michelle said this and she's accurate, it happened, da, 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 da. Yeah, that's okay. That helps a smidgey. But what really helps is you being in your spiritual practice and doing your sacred work and having the intention, clearing up those places, all of us, clearing up those places of where am I shunning myself? Where's my little shadowy material? Where am I not stepping up? You know, where am I not having self-love? Where am I not having compassion for someone else? I know it sounds hokey-dokey, you know, when you're talking about bombs and guns and people, you know, but we have to remember all of this is playing out because the resonant frequencies are here on the planet. If they weren't here, this wouldn't be happening. And you can't just make them go away by yelling at them or guns. We have to outgrow them. They have to become extinct or obsolete. And the way we do that is we have a lot more power. I always look at this example. I know it's kind of silly, some people say, but we had lovely time with the typewriter, those of you that remember. We did a lot of good stuff with them. And from that, we have the computer. You know, we have that keyboard. But it's pretty much obsolete. Very few people use it. It's just, so what will happen, things, when things work, whether it's our connecting and our sharing with each other, being real with each other, whatever it is, whatever that, what is working works, people go towards it, whether eyes open or blindly, they go. It's like, honey, and we're seeing this more and more. People, you know, even though I'm not wild about The Secret, it has its place. And then, you know, I've met people, believe me, in some of the most bizarre places, and all of a sudden they go, well, oh, well, it's just like The Secret. You get what you attract. And I go, oh, my God. Well, this, you know, I remember this woman. I can't even remember the situation, but it was like, it was so not the place for it, and she was so not the person when you were looking at her to be saying that, but she read that book, so she had some awareness. Let's see, Cristobal's Gretna, if you're having trouble in the chat, reboot, or if you can, refresh, and if not, reboot completely. So if we are all interconnected and we do have this etheric realm, the astral realm where the emotions are coming in, what we are here to work through on the physical plane is extended expression of the soul, which comes through all the chakras, but we anchor in through the third chakra, the chakra of identity, of empowerment, the Hara center. In other words, what makes somebody powerful? A good sense of self. You know, I remember in high school, because I got along with everybody. I didn't bully. I was always the protector. That's kind of been my role in my family and wherever. And I've even had some situations where I've even risked my life. I had a couple little bullies. Yeah, somebody saying some things, you know, on the way to school one time, this girl. But I always had, you know, because my mom was big on words, I would use my words to just decimate people, cut them down, you know. So I don't know, I said something, used some fancy word at her, and she got stunned. She just stared at me like, what the heck are you talking about? And then I walked on. You know, I repudiate you. Who knows what I came up with. But I did have one little scenario once where I befriended some people, and they actually were bussed in from, I guess, a poorer part of town. And I was friends with the surfers, the academics, the sorority. You know, I cheerleader. You know, I kind of did it all because I'm a weaver. Like I said, I've always been a weaver, and I'm also a curious kind of gal. So I like to be around different people, and I like different kinds of music. So I could be with the rockers, I could be with the discoies, I could be with the reggae-es. It doesn't matter, you know. So, but I remember once they were trying to pit me against this girl that I'd actually befriended and helped. You know, she was waiting for the bus, and I had my neighbor take her to her home because she'd had cramps, and she ended up turning on me. And I couldn't understand why, because I was like, what is going on? You know, I'm like this beach girl, surfer down the street, writing my poetry. What are you talking about? Back in the day, smoking my little marijuana, my joint. I was like peace, love, and happy, making my jewelry, you know, riding my bike, skateboarding even, you know, whatever, going camping. But they said, well, you're trying to get her place. And I was like, no, what are you talking about? And I never understood it, but somebody explained to me, people in these kinds of groups, they can sense, they smell it, she said, they sense when somebody is powerful. Now, I did not perceive myself as powerful. It took me so long to understand what they were talking about. It wasn't that I was so powerful, but I was, you know, I was psychic. I was connected to my sense of self. I was on my soul path. I, you know, tra-la-la-la-la along in my life, even though, I had some terrible things happen to me growing up, but I always had such a connection to my spirit. I followed my spirit, to my soul. So I kind of knew who I was. I was living and embodying my spiritual connection. And that was off-putting. They didn't know what it was, but they saw that I wasn't kowtowing to anybody or things. You know, I was helping people. I felt strong. I felt strong. I can help you. I can do this. I can do that. So why I'm sharing this, you know, little story with you is that you've got to remember that your quiet strength, your sense of self, your sense of connectedness to the soul self is what I'm talking about. Not the ego, not the personality, but, you know, the part of you that feels connected to the all that is, feels connected to God, feels connected to the whole, feels a part of the universe, the part of you that's in the quiet moments, doing your painting, drawing, writing your, you know, making your jewelry, whatever you're doing, the part that hiking, you know, surfing, that feels part of the oneness, that part has a lot of power. That part is empowered, and when you align to that part of you and you put the prayer out and you put the intention out and you connect to the truth of what is happening and you live more from that and you consciously heal those wounds. There's lots of tools out there, I would say, but I have my 5-step emotional clearing process. You can get, you know, on Amazon or what's the other thing, CD Baby. Projection perception, that's free. I am telling you, just on a regular basis, doing that process, projection perception, that I have on my selfandlight.com website or my Soul Insights blog, you know, Soul Insights. I'm going to be changing it, so I can't even remember. But just, you can Google my name and Soul Insights, and it'll come up, you know, or email me at awakeningspodcast@gmail.com, and I'll, you know, I'll send it to you. Just doing that, just taking back those projections, because what's happening when people are bullying, they're caught in the projection, when they're blowing themselves up, they're caught in the projection. They don't realize it. They can call it anything that they want to call it, but they are acting out of the wound. And it's scary, scary, because the bigger the wound, the more aggression, the bigger the unhandled wound. When you don't see your true gifts in the wounding, when you haven't gone through the wounding and made peace with yourself and moved into self-love, self-acceptance, it's hard to do that for others. It becomes us against them, you know. So in doing that ourselves, that's what we're co-creating. That's the universe. That's the world that we're creating. That's where we're all going. Like I said before, it's beyond respect and tolerance. So we've been tolerating each other. That's not enough. Tolerance has a little irritation in it. Well, I'm going to tolerate this loud music because they live next door and they have the right to have that loud music. So tolerance is okay. Okay. Respect is okay, but imagine honoring. You know, I mean, I'm not 100% perfect at this, but I will tell you my relationships drastically started changing, especially my significant other, when I move into sacredness, when I see that person as sacred, I see their life, even if they're irking me in the moment, I go, oh, that is sacred right there. What they're doing is their sacred path. And my relating to all of you right now, my relating to myself, that's the key in this whole new paradigm. We've forgotten about ourselves. And that's what that wonderful conjunction of Jupiter, Mars and Venus in Virgo isn't just about service to the other or outside or being, you know, in service to the world or in service to a cause. That's the old paradigm. Being in service to yourself, your soul path, your life. Because when you, trust me, this is why artists are so rarely true artists, people that are living artistically or have some type of art form, rarely are, you know, can be aggressive, but you're not going to see them out doing stuff because they have a way to channel this energy, to channel this angst, whether it's existential angst, you know, world angst or individual angst or combination. They have the tools, you know, so you can do it through your spiritual practice as well. But you've got to move that, you've got to move that through. So it's not about not being angry. Angry is valid. You know, it's about handling it. It's about finding the outlets for that. And then ultimately the causes, so you're not living in that space. And it's about being in service with yourself, too. The service to your path, the service to your soul. Because if you're doing yourself a disservice, no matter what you're doing externally, that's what communicates to the universe is one more unhappy person, not a person not aligned and not attuned, you know, I shouldn't say happy, but joyful, centered in self, because happy and sad, you know, come and go. So that just, you know, is a little bit of offering for everyone, a little bit of sharing my take and what to kind of hold on to or roll back into or tune to as we go through more of this, because there's going to be more. And yes, it will be on the U.S. and blah, blah, blah. It will be happening. And I will talk more about it. I guess the times, like with 9/11, I knew I had visions of planes blowing up and people being sucked out, myself included. And I had travel plans. I stopped the plans. I didn't travel. I canceled my flight. But I had them for 2 weeks before, which many people did apparently, had similar dreams. So I listen to what I'm getting, but I always, it doesn't put me in, I'm not going to travel, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that. It puts me in the mode of how can I be more attuned or more aligned to my spiritual essence in my soul, that guiding force, the compass of the spiritual essence of ourselves. And it always individually goes back to us. What can we do in our own life? If we do that, then we change the collective. The collective is never changed collectively. The collective is always changed individually. And when we wake up to that, as many of us are now, when we keep waking up to that, we are affecting change, lasting change. So hold on to that, reach out to each other, and keep to your path. All right, let's get to callers. And that number, if you care to call in, is 347-539-5122. Please press 1 on your keypad to get on air. Hello, 508-933. You're on Awakenings.
Hello, hi. It's Mary.
Hi, Mary. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you. I have a couple of questions just before the end of the year. I know there's a lot of things going on. But for me personally, I've been trying to get a couple of changes going on in my life, specifically with work. And it seems like everything that I did, I'm not moving forward. I sort of kind of let go of everything, thinking about moving forward and just basically appreciating the moment. But I'm still feeling like I failed.
Tell me about this. Okay. In what way?
Well, because I want to move forward, but I can't. I feel like I'm stuck. And I don't know how to unstuck myself.
Okay. What's the feeling that comes up for you?
I just feel like I'm in one place and I can't move forward. I feel like I'm just in a little closet. I just can't change things. And I feel like a failure when I can't make changes.
Okay. Well, sometimes we're making changes so, Debbie, right, so deep. We're making changes from within, and you're not seeing it yet externally. You know, it's said metaphysically that all change is like a river. You know, the river starts really, really deep. I would say to get my 5-step emotional clearing process, the CD. There's a basic version on my website, selfandlight.com. Also doing the projection perception. I feel for you. Yeah, right now, too, there's an interesting kind of change that's happening. We call it the changing of the guards, where one energy focus or energy pattern is leaving for another. One is being phased out. And so there can be quite a few delays, you know. There can be quite a few delays going on. So I feel that you're falling into that. Now, the other thing that I'm getting, too, is what is it? I'm not sure you know. I feel like you either don't know quite what you want to do or you know what you want to do, but you're not able to do it. There's a disconnect there that I feel needs some healing. That makes sense.
I think I do know what I want to do. I do know where I want to get. I just feel like there's no wood. There's like a wood block. I don't know how to get there. Even though I make different changes, I search around. I try to reach out to that. But it seems like every time I reach out, I get stopped. The only temporary satisfaction is to actually let go of wanting and then appreciate what I have right now. But I feel like I'm running out of time because I'm going back to, I'm failing again.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm hearing in this, which I can't do just in a chat on the and tune in, is you the failure that keeps coming up. So those feelings that you're repeating a pattern. So that means to me there needs to be some emotional clearing work or some, you know, energy work or healing work, emotional work that needs to be done. Because the truth is we do have time. And so what's happening is you're like in the middle of the soup cooking, and when it gets in the middle, instead of seeing it the way through, you're right away thinking, oh, it's not going to turn out good. I'm going to fail. So you're stopping. See, and unfortunately, we always say it takes as long as it takes. A beginning process of when we're changing, there always is that resistance. That's part of the resistance of what, you know, what was and what is becoming. And then there's a final a letting go, and then we kind of are in the process. But the longer it takes us to go with the flow, to align to that flow, the longer it takes to make the change. It actually lengthens the process, right?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm feeling with you. And let me see here. Just so our listeners, what are some of the things that you're doing while you're waiting?
Stuck. I feel like I'm just like my hands are tied. And I felt like I exhausted all options that I could possibly have. And even when I do so, I felt like, okay, well, maybe it's me. I'm going back to maybe it's me. Maybe I messed it up. Maybe I didn't do something that I shouldn't be doing. Knowing, though, I do know what I'm doing is right. I do know the process that I go by is the correct process. But the answer I get is never sufficient.
And that's the answer on what? On the job? On the job?
Yeah, job searching or people that I reach out to help me out to get there. It seems like it's like, oh, okay, well, it's whatever. And I'm like, okay, well, I got to move forward. I have to.
But are you feeling that they're not helping you enough?
No, I don't think I've gotten any help at all, actually. I get pushback.
See, that's what I get. I get that there's a pattern for you of going to people that you've helped before, but that are not able to help you. So that's where it's sticking, Debbie. It's sticking that you need to reach out to, which is for you to get clear on giving less, you know, and being open to receive more. So sometimes we have people in our life that we're thinking, well, I've helped you, or, you know, it's your turn now, but they're either not available or they're not at the same level of being able to give, okay? So your whole thing, what I'm getting, actually now, you know, that's becoming clearer, is really about opening to receive and the belief that you can get or have what it is that you want, but it's a receiving issue with you. So one of the things that you need to do is to give from a fuller cup and not give or be so available to people when you're feeling stressed. You know, you know, there's a unity prayer line, you know, something you need, shows like this, you need actually to receive more inspiration, which is spiritual energy. You need to receive more, whether it's inspired books, documentaries, through a course, through a workshop, through meditation, but from other people, you actually need to open to receive more, because what's happening is you're operating from a deficit. So when we operate from the deficit, the universe is just not able to handle, that we're already not handling what we have on our plate enough. So sometimes it holds things back until we emotionally, energy in motion, we get to that level where we can handle more given to us, okay? So it's really an energy. It's really an energetics. Is this making sense to you?
Yeah, I a little bit. Yeah. And I think you kind of like say something that resonate with me. I feel like maybe I should be open to receive rather than not.
Yeah.
Allow it to come to me. Because a lot of times when I get complimented or people are just commenting to me on the things that I do, I kind of shut them down.
Yes, that's an instance of it. But see, that instance may seem small, but it has great implications. Okay, because when we get help or we get a job, we're receiving. So,
right.
Yes, so you need to open up and say thank you, receive the compliment, receive the help, not overgive, overhelp, you know, ask for more, you know, open up to more. That's going to greatly shift what you have going on, okay? And also giving yourself the time, opening up to receive, be open to your path right now that it's taking the time. Once you start shifting this, you will see the job situation shift.
Okay.
Okay.
I have one more question. Do you have time to answer that?
Really quick, if it's a quick one, because we've got lots of people
online.
It is
a quick one. Well, I hope it's a quick one. Someone from my past, I decided to try to creep back in. I'm not sure what the intention is. I just maybe want to know what's going on or why all of a sudden, after such a long time, the person want to get back, trying to have a communication with me.
Well, I would say, why not? Open to receive.
Okay.
See how we get do-overs, but everything's open to receive. So I always say it's like an hors d'oeuvre plate or a dessert tray. It comes around again. We always have the similar people or the same people or similar situations or the same situations come around. How we deal with it. So
okay.
You can still be open but not go back with them or do whatever, but you can but you can be open. But you don't have to trip yourself up and go down the same. When we're about to change or shift, people feel it psychically. It comes from the psychic realm because we're all interconnected. And I'm sure everyone has experienced this. I have personally, and the people that I work with, it always is like clockwork. They're about to shift. They're shifting. There's a big change coming in. And they're like, oh, I can't believe who came back. And this person, that. And I can't, oh, my God. And I'm like, because when we're shifting and we're about to do a big shift and change, it's like the flight pattern of the birds. People feel it, and then they come back through. Some stay, some don't. You know, some come back in a different way, but it always happens. That's how you know that you're growing and changing, when you have a repeat of circumstances or the actual people come back through. Good question, Debbie. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Keep listening and keep awake. Hi, 267-285. You're on Awakenings. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Michelle. This is Kathy. Can you hear me?
I can, Kathy.
I'm a little sick, so if I sound, you know, a little nasally, that's why. Hi, how are you? I was just... calling. I decided to call in today. I haven't called in and spoken to you in a little bit. You know, the end of the year is coming, and I have some changes coming up and things that I'm planning for and are planning to have happen in the new year. And I wanted to see if you saw those coming to fruition or
see what's coming.
Hello?
What's coming to fruition? Yeah, what's coming?
Oh, well, I'm planning. Well, I'm engaged. I think you knew that already. And planning for a wedding, and we plan to have that next year. And there's some other things, some changes that I wanted to make as far as work. I spoke to you about that before. So I just wanted to see if you see
the work is
happening.
A little longer, but why do you have some little doubts about this relationship?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So every now and again, I do.
Okay.
Yeah. So I just wanted to, you know, because we are making the plans and we are making moves, but I do find myself every now and again kind of like pulling back and, you know, reflecting, like, you know, should I go? Is it a good idea? You know, I've been doing that actually on and off as the relationship became more serious, and I didn't really understand why. I'm still trying to understand why. I love him a lot. I know I want to be with him and everything, but it's still, you know, I have those moments of pause and reflect. So I was just calling in to see if you saw that.
Which
going
can be normal.
Or...
I feel for you it's because you've been hurt before, and especially by him.
Right. Yeah.
And so
that's the major thing.
But the thing that I'm hearing too is don't feel the need to rush and to make sure that he is providing more, that he's doing more of what you want. Don't, you know, overgive, like I was telling Debbie or the caller. Don't overgive. See, sometimes, especially as healers and light workers, and I've been in that boat, we tend to overgive. pull it back. The person isn't going to go away, but let them step up more, and that will actually give you more security in your choice that this person can be more there for you. Because that's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling you're not feeling he can really be there for you.
Okay. Yeah, my major issue, and I think I've spoken to you about this before, is, you know, if he is really here, and if he, I mean, if he's really here, and if it's more of like right now for him, or is it really, you know, future? Because the last thing that I want is to put time and effort into something, and then have, you know, have him decide, oh, this is not what
okay.
I want, and just.
But Kathy, okay, first of all, I'm going to say two things. There's no guarantee of that. Because it's
okay.
Relationship is day by day. It's,
right.
Even if you do vows, it's event by event. It's like, ooh, we
right.
got through that
True.
One. Okay, good. Yeah. But what is he doing that's making you not feel that way? What there's some action, there's some signal he's giving you. What is that?
Sometimes he's not
or not
as, he. I mean, he's trying, and I give him, you know. I give him.
No,
you
and
know,
we understand that. Let's get to the signal. We all know he's trying; otherwise, you wouldn't be with it.
Yeah, he. I don't know. He's not as great as I would like him to be when it comes to follow through with things. And it kind of gives me
okay.
flashbacks of before when we were together the first time, and you know, and me ending up having to be a single mom and everything. I just. Sometimes he'll say that he's going to do something and then he doesn't do it or he doesn't do it the way he
like
says
what?
That he's going to do it.
Like what?
Let me see. What's a good example? Something as small as, you know, I think we got into an argument about him telling me that he was going because we had made plans to go to the supermarket this particular day. And it was on a Friday and we were going to go that evening, you know, once he got out of work. And I said, you know, if it's not too late after work, you know, if we can go to the supermarket, is that okay? He said, yeah, that's fine. And then come Friday, you know, he got off early and, you know, he's hanging out with his brother and everything. And long story short, he really didn't want to go. So he kind of like pushed it off,
yeah.
pushed it off. And when he was supposed to come, he told me, oh, I'll be there at like 8:30. 8:30 comes and goes, 9 o'clock comes, and I'm, you know, I'm getting my daughter together and we're getting ready to go. And I call him to see where he is, and he's just leaving his brother's house. And I'm like, you know, what are you doing? Like, you said that you would be here at 8:30, you know, after 9 o'clock. Oh, well, I'm on my way now. And I'm like, what do you mean you're on your way? Like, this is what we were supposed to do. Like, why is it more important for you to be hanging out with your brother? And not that I have an
yeah,
issue.
I see where you're going. No, I see where you're
right.
going with this. Okay, and I saw, okay, so... What's happening, and a lot of guys do this, especially that are more passive-aggressive, you're going into the little boy mode,
okay.
and they don't want to do something, so they drag their heels, and you end up doing it, or they do it late because they don't really want to do it, and then you have to be in the mommy role saying, you said
right.
you would do this, we're in agreements, we're adults, you've got to take care of the kid. So here's what I'm hearing. Part of what's going on is that, and rightly so, you want to see some consistency. You're testing him to see
right.
if he can do these little things, can he do the big things and be in there? But
right.
here's the thing. You've got to let him in on that. A test is going to fail unless you tell the person that they're taking a test. So, in other words, we all had this in school. There's a test on Friday. You better prepare. Oh, God, yeah, okay, well, I'm going to study a little bit. You've got to tell him just what you told me, that you're scared because of the past. You need to see some consistency, and you're looking for that in small ways, in small things, for him to be there.
Okay.
Have you done that? No, I don't think you have, right?
No, I mean, we've talked about it. We've talked, and I've shared with him many times about my fears.
I don't think you told him
but
that
I haven't.
Him. I don't, yeah.
No, I've
no,
never said
be straight.
That. No.
With, no,
I've never said
with
that.
With guys,
no.
trust me, with men, you have to be straight because they don't think the same way. And part of what he's giving you is some is an immaturity, but some of it is a most guy thing. Not all guys, I don't want to generalize. but it is a most guy thing, and especially, you know, and some outgrow that, but really to sit down and say, look, I'm on the fence about this marriage thing, and I'm going to tell you why, and we have this history, and so I need to see you showing up. But also I'm hearing from you, Kathy, you got to let him show up. It's not if it's too late, it's I really need you to get the milk. I need you to stop by the store. I've had a hell of a day. I'm taking care of the little one, and I need your help. Guys respond to, I need your help. I need your help. So because you're used to doing it all, and you've been picking up the slack for him. So he's not going to pick up that slack unless you let it slack. And if there's not stuff in the fridge, oh, well, I guess you got to run out to the store and get it, you know. So, yeah, you have to be – it's interesting. There's a little thread here with a few callers. You've got to be a little more open, a little more vulnerable, and I need your help. And this is for a lot of us women that do a lot. You know, it's hard to shift from making it happen in the world, having your own business, you know, especially being a single mother. You've been handling it all. But now you have to roll back on that and say, because you can do it all. But what's the point? But if you want somebody in a relationship, you have to not only ask, hey, what can you help me with? I need help, more help, you know, and to say, look, I need help. I'm stressed. I'm tired. I need you to go to the store. Can you do that? Yes, you know. And do you really want to do it? No. Okay, but I need you to do it. Even though you're tired, I'm tired too. You need to ask for the help. You need to open up to the help.
Okay.
But you need to be honest, because remember, a test is only a test in our mind. And when the other person is failing, it's failing because they don't know they're being tested.
Okay.
I think testing is okay. I think you just have to, because if you know, faith, you know, trust is built on experience and consistency in that experience and follow through. But if the other person doesn't know they're being tested, they're not in the learning curve. They're not studying. They're just like, oh, well, whatever. You know, oh, yeah, she's going to yell a little bit, but oh, well, whatever. But if you say, hey, wake up. The test is happening now. You know, this is what I need from you. You know, I'm scared about this because this is what I'm seeing. And put it back on him. What do you suggest? What do you think we should do? Let him take the lead. You know, what do you want to do? You came back in my life. What do you suggest for us to get through this? What do you think would be helpful? You know, how can you help us? You know, what do you suggest? So, because what I hear right now is you're doing it all.
Yeah.
And guys are not, they're not real, until you kind of school them in this, they're not trained for this, they're not great multitaskers. Women, we're looking to the left, to the right, behind it. We're feeling it out. We, you know, got the phone. We're stirring the pot on the stove. We got the baby at the helping with the homework, talking to a girlfriend. We're feeling it out. That's more of our nature, or a man that has more, you know, integrated feminine energy. You know, but even at that, it's not high on their skill set.
Okay.
Okay. Try it for a week. Let us know how it goes.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Ooh, Tamara, another great read, Michelle. I love the encouragement of vulnerability and communication, trust building. Yeah, I'm kind of finding that. I think the vulnerability, once you start getting the hang of it, and believe me, it's not always been easy for me, but the I need help. I'm scared, or I can't do this. Even if we can do it, because most of the time, let's be honest, we can stretch and do it all, but then that defeats the purpose of a relationship. You know, even in a business relationship, you know, a company, different people have different hats, and people get overloaded, and they can say, hey, can you pick up this slack for me? Can you do this? You know, and I'm a big believer of saying straight up what's going on. It's hard for people to read minds. And guys, you know, from my part, he'll say, God, we don't even think like that. You know, I'll ask him, oh, you know, he'll have a situation with one of his friends. I'm like, oh, did you ask him, well, why did he do that? Or why? And he's like, no, we didn't. He goes, I just told him this, and he told me that. And I'm like, oh, as girls, we would go, well, why did you say that? why did you do that? You know, why? We want to dig deeper, you know. You know, so, you know, the path of least resistance, you know, for not all men, but many men, is they didn't ask me to change, so I'm just going to keep doing it the same way, you know, unless it doesn't work for them. But, I like to say, if we're in there with the pooper scooper, which we all, you know, healers, light workers like to do that. And I've met men, and I've had male clients that have done the same thing. And I'm like, you want that relationship, and you want them to give to you, but you're not giving them the space to give to you. You're overdoing. You're doing too much. You know, and just like we can't have a coming together unless there's some separating out. It just doesn't, there has to be some space, you know. All right. Well, I'm hoping our guest is here because I have the Skype, we have two Skypes. It's hard with Skype because there's no name. Let's see. Okay. So there's no, it's hard to say. Okay. So as I said at the beginning of the program, we have back with us Debbie A. Anderson. And she is the creator and author of Vibrational Energy Oracle Cards, amazing deck of cards that you can work with online, or you can also get the app as well. And she's a natural healer who's worked in the magical sphere of spirituality all her life. She's a psychic medium. She lives in Canada, where she's been doing intuitive readings for over 30 years with an international clientele. She's also written the book Bodywork Meditations, which have been narrated and published by others. And she also has the Vibrational Sound CDs, as well as I said before, the Vibrational Energy Oracle Cards. She's also launched her second Oracle deck, which is for children, called the Vibrational Earth Children. She also does not just readings, but she also is a speaker and does workshops and trainings as well. You can find out more information by going to vibrational-energy.com. And I believe that you can get the, I did get the deck. I downloaded and I had fun with the app. I got the app. All right. So let us see. Welcome.
Hello.
Debbie, welcome to the program.
Hello. Welcome. Thank you.
And we
Thank
are going
you.
To be doing readings, so everybody stay on the line, please. Debbie, I love your app. I love the energy of that app, and it's so accurate. It's so, how did you, by the way, come in? And we are going to dive in a little bit and tag team a little bit here, but how did you come about doing the deck? What was your, I guess, impetus and inspiration?
Well, with the Vibrational Energy Oracle deck, that was in 2012, I was gifted the information, I suppose, mm-hmm. questioning along the way, why me? Mm-hmm. There are lots of other people that are much more qualified than I am. And then when the children's deck came along, and that was launched in 2014, which was last year, again, I questioned it because it's like, okay, now why a children's deck? And I had been asked by quite a few parents and grandparents and caregivers, there's nothing out there for kids, you know, there's some of the things that are a bit wooey-wooey, and, you know, for me, I wanted to make it non-denominational and as far as possible all-inclusive, which I can tell you is mm-hmm. a feat and a half, and having it realistic with everyday things that kids, you know, and parents are dealing with, like, you know, being quiet, animals, you know, dreaming, just doing things, chores, you know, wanting something there and then and not being able to have it, which is I need, I want. And, you know, really getting the information from spirit and then clarifying it with educators, child educators, and some wonderful vibrational children and parents who were willing to basically critique my deck as it was being built. So, and now the newest deck, which is going to be launched at the end of this year, is the I Am Vibrational Affirmation Cards.
Ooh, nice.
It doesn't stop, which I feel very blessed. very, very blessed. Sometimes I wish I could have less hats and more time, but I'm concluding that spirit have set it up that way. What is it? We're never given any more than we can actually handle. So I do believe that. And as I say, I feel very, very blessed with everything. So, yes.
That's a good way to look at it, that, you know, we are blessed,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's,
yeah,
and it's fun. I mean, it's fun to be able to give your offerings, to give your sharings to the world and have them received, you know, that they're actually, people are using this to help themselves, you know.
Mm-hmm. And the children's deck, just, you know, it's also been created into an app as well. It just launched about a month or so ago, less than a month ago. I work with a wonderful app developer from France, Indigos, and they created the first deck, and they did the work on the second deck. And so, yeah, you can do the same as the first deck. Go and download the free 11-card part of the mobile app and play with it online, or on your phone, I should say. Android, iPads, iPhones, I think. And it's completely free, or you can download the whole deck for $5.99. So it's a great Christmas present. And it's also great just to play with.
It's fun and helpful. Fun and helpful,
thank
I
you.
Guess I would say. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Well, we've got so much. Tell us just a little bit of the premise, and then we're going to get to some readings so people can see how it works. I thought that would be fun to do today. And but the premise of what are the vibrational energy oracle cards based on? What is the foundation?
Well, the foundation is the 52 cards there, and they're basically allowing us as individuals, human beings, energy beings, to link in to the divine. Now, I don't want to go all wooey-wooey on you, because they are fairly down-to-earth kinds of cards. You can use them for different spreads and that kind of thing. But the one thing I kept hearing from Spirit when I was creating them is we've overcomplicated our lives. We've made additional things that we've placed ahead of us to make it more difficult, whereas, frankly, it is very simple. And if we peel back the layers of the onion around us and we look at a problem or a situation that's going on, when we actually stop and look at it, we go, actually, it is quite simple. I need to get rid of that, or I need to go here, I need to do this. But we sometimes just keep ourselves held in that sort of situation through fear, through what others tell us we can or can't do. I was listening into your show earlier on, actually, and, you know, with what's going on in the world at the moment, and I sort of remind people, I lived in England for many, many years, and there were, Ireland was at war, Northern Ireland was at war with England, and
yeah.
I had many, many terrorist attacks through the years of my childhood growing up. But the one thing that was instilled upon us, and I don't know if it's the stiff upper lip British concept or not, is we have to go on with our world. We have to go on with our everything that's around us in the way we have been doing. And yes, we are more alert, and yes, we are more aware and conscious of it. But we never lived in that fear. So
no,
you know,
no, I know what you're saying. No, and I think it is a different way of being, because you did have that, so much of that going on, and I think here in the United States, Canada, where there hasn't been that, people don't know how to do that. You know, I remember when I first moved to England, I lived there for 3 years, and people were saying, oh, they took the post boxes out because the mailboxes are putting bombs and all those bombs on the tube. I was like, oh, my God. I was like, and same with Paris. They were having all these skirmishes, and I was like, and people were like, oh, you'll get used to it. And I'm like, what? What do you mean I'll get used to it? And for a while, I was like, I'm going to take the money.
I think it's like my
but
mother.
But I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My mom, when,
your mother?
We were talking about the Second World War, and she was a child growing up, and she said, well, you know, we lived in an environment where bombs could be dropped, and we carried our Mickey Mouse sort of looking awful gas masks that we carried around with us, and we still went on our everyday things thing. And, you know, I stopped and thought about that, and I thought, yes, people in different war zones around the world don't stop living their lives because of.
Yeah, yeah.
And the thing I try and say to people, we're a vibration of energy buzzing either negatively or positive, high or low frequency. So our world, like us, shifts up and down, back and forth, and everything in between.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if we buy into the disappointments, we buy into the failures or the fear, then what builds up around us?
Yeah. Then you're operating on that vibration. It's all vibration.
And that's all we are. We're a vibration of energy. And if you've ever watched a riot float up, thankfully I've only ever seen the beginnings of one, people, you see how quickly people either buy into the anger or they buy into the fear.
Or not.
It's like a group of people, you know, it's like being with some friends, okay, you're with a group of friends and one person's on a real downer, you know, give me three more vodkas and I'm going to be taking everybody down with me. And by the end of that time with them, we feel very drained, very sucked into that energy, and can sometimes go away feeling absolutely depressed.
Mm.
And sometimes it's almost like we have to change that vibration. We have to change it. And, you know, people say to me, oh, it's happy. And I said, yeah, there can be underlining things. There's shifts that happen in my world, too, and things that I don't necessarily want to, but I don't want to buy in to the fear. I don't want to buy in to the negative.
Yeah.
I'm realistic.
I hear you. I hear you. I mean, I always tell people, they're like, oh, same thing. Oh, you're so happy. You always smile. I go, well, what's the alternative? I mean, stuff is going to happen.
Exactly.
You know, stuff is going to happen. But on that note, let's the people win.
I just say, on a rainy day, you know, if it's a rainy day outside, what do? We put on a raincoat. That's what we have to do. But it doesn't stop us going out and having fun.
Yeah. Oh, I like that, Debbie. I like that.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what's happening here with 917-723. Let's see what's going on. 917-723,
you're
on. Well, I'm doing great. Is this Tasha? I recognize the voice, I think. Well, you're on air, not just with me, but Debbie Anderson, who has the wonderful Vibrational Oracle Energy Cards.
I know, you do, and I thank you, because of the first episode you had, I actually stopped my fear, and I went and purchased some cards, and I'm starting to use them as well, so thank you.
Oh, good.
I hate to see As Michelle was saying, I had the first caller. I just went to the deck, and the card that came out for you was Creative Explosion.
Wow.
There was this huge creativity around you. So the fact that you said you bought some cards and you're working with them, what I just want to tap into here with you is I've got a gentleman in spirit with you, so I'm not sure which side of family, and I don't want to waste too much time on who he is, but he keeps on saying, you have more creativity in you than you allow yourself to expand. All right, please, can you, whatever it is that you do in a creative way, whether it's decorating cakes or, you know, making, you know, organizing kids' birthday parties or writing or whatever it is, you've got to tap into that a lot more now.
Okay.
All right? And I mean in a way that it works for you. Do you understand what I'm saying with that? Like,
I do.
Sometimes we have to do something. We go, oh, it's for somebody else or, you know. But if you tap into it for yourself, then you will get a lot more out of it.
It makes sense.
Can
Thank you.
Just touch on younger person around you that at the moment is struggling with everything in their life?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you just ask them, because I assume that this child or this younger person is closely associated with you, can you just ask them why they're feeling that way?
Okay.
Because I think it's a case of whatever is happening around them or to them is an internal thing rather than an external thing.
Okay.
All right, so either they feel they're not good enough, or they feel that they can't achieve something, or it's coming from themselves.
Mm.
All right, so hopefully that makes some sense
that
to
makes
you.
That makes sense.
It does.
Yeah. And Tasha's called it a four. Makes sense to me for her as well.
Yeah. Well, I also want to mention really quick, I was on the Soul, your workshop on Saturday, and no lies, within less than 24 hours, I did a meditation that morning. I fell asleep. I woke up to a text, someone expanding their meditation group and asking me if I would join them. So,
wow.
Thank you. Yeah.
Good. From a meditation group you would join?
From your meditation, right. So from the Soul Entrepreneurship, we did that on Saturday with you. The Sunday morning, I woke up. I did a little meditation that morning. I fell back to sleep, and I woke up to a text of someone who was expanding their meditation group and asking me if I would join them.
Ah,
wow.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Divine synchronicity.
Yeah.
Wonderful, synchronistic, and follow that. And that's all that creative energy, you know. And I think, you know, I know you're giving the read, you know, the reading is for you, but I think what Debbie is saying applies to so many people right now. It's to tap into that creative energy, you know, to use that energy to expand more. You know, there's a lot of healing that happens in that, you know, a lot of healing and empowerment.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Tasha. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Debbie. Thank you both.
You're welcome. I love that. I love that. And I also love what you were saying when you got in the reading for her to just ask that the child, which is her child, you know, to see what's going on, you know.
Yeah.
I think it goes back to what you said a minute ago about simplicity, you know. And I found that in my relationships, too. Why do we not, maybe it's something we were taught, why don't we just ask? Why do we not we go around and ask, you know, what's happening? Oh, you're a little sad today. What's happening? What's going on?
Somebody many years ago when they, you know, they said to me, you're never scared to ask questions. And I said, well, I'm not. Why would you be scared to ask a question? Well, because people may think you're stupid. Or they may think it's a stupid. And I'm going, oh, my goodness. So if you spent your life missing out on something because of what you feel others feel about you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or vulnerable. You know, that's another thing. When we ask questions, we're showing vulnerability. We're showing investment. And I know as adults, especially people that get, you know, got a lot going on in your life and strong. To ask for cameras putting in the chat, ask for clarification. That's another form of it. Asking.
And I've had some people sort of say to me, I know this is a stupid question. And I go, there are no stupid questions.
Yeah.
I may have heard it before, but there's no stupid questions. And the more we feel secure in our own energy, our own soul, our own frequency, to not feel that we're going to miss out because we're too scared or too afraid or, you know, those kind of things, that it's going to change your vibration. It's going to change the energy around you. Ask the question. Why are you treating me this way? Why can't I have this? What?
Mm-hmm.
Ask the question. Because if you don't and you're too scared to hear the answer, then you've got to ask, why are you too scared to hear the answer?
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's more it than the scared of the answer. Maybe that's what's happening.
Is it something we're going to have to put more work or more effort into? Is it something that we're going to hear the no? You know?
Yeah.
I can remember many, many years ago, somebody that had a breast scan and something had come up that was showing on there that they assumed that the cancer had come back. And I said, but you don't know that. You're too scared to go and ask the question to find out. And they went on for a few weeks like this, and eventually they did go. Meanwhile, in those few weeks, they'd put themselves through absolute misery, and I have to say everyone around them too, only to find out that everything was fine.
Was okay.
Everything was okay.
Yeah.
And as they said, even if it isn't okay, the longer you leave it, the less choices you have ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, sometimes we don't want to hear the answer, you know.
Yeah.
You've been called
maybe that is it.
Or something like that, or, you know, the friend wants to see us and it seems ominous. Well, you know, if we don't find out what it is, you know, we're going to make up what we think it is in our head.
So it's really is to get out of the head. Yeah. Now, Harold, I want to just let people know that are just now joining, we're on air with Debbie Anderson, the author and creator of Vibrational Energy Oracle cards, as well as the Vibrational Earth Children deck as well. And she's tuning in, as for all of us. We'll get to the next caller. And you can also find out more information at vibrational-energy.com. You can also find her on Twitter and Facebook as well. Let us get to the next. Hi, we've got 323-638. Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Mache. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Michelle. It's me, Angela.
Hey, Angela. Welcome.
Hi, Angela.
Repeating caller. I love it. So we got a little home in here. Well, you're on air with Debbie.
Hey,
Anderson, and of course me.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My question is, I was wondering what you see in my love life. Like, I've been going on some first dates, but I don't really feel drawn to anyone here yet. Instead, I've actually been feeling more drawn to going to Australia.
Oh, go. It's beautiful there. Well, Angela, the card that I pulled just as you were coming onto the call was Moonbeam-Filled Waterfall, which is talking about being melancholy. And melancholy can be that we get a little down, we get a little upset about things. And if I gave you Mr. Ideal Man in front of you right at this moment in time, you're still not going to want have him, okay? Because you're wanting to look over your shoulder to see if there is Mr. Incredible Man that I want, but I'm missing out on it because I'm taking this one. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not judging here at all, because that's not for me to judge, but just think about that when you move into a relationship with somebody. Are you always looking over your shoulder or just seeing, is there somebody else there that's coming in on the horizon that may be a better deal?
I agree. The one thing I see as well, as I can interject, is I feel like you're still, and if Debbie, you can talk on this, I feel like, tune in on this as well, I feel, Angela, you're still, I love my term, marinating. I feel like there's a restlessness within. And once you start more doing what you really want to do in your life more consistently, then that partner shows up. And maybe that's what you're picking up, Debbie, the looking around. It's like maybe it's in Hawaii, maybe it's in Australia. I think you need to explore all of that, but I think until that you've connected to that part within yourself, it's almost like, you know, I don't think it's not literal roots, it's roots to yourself. When those roots are in yourself, then I feel that partner will be there.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Marinating and
Now, why, I just have to ask the question, and it's just a rhetorical question, i.e. I don't need to hear the answer, is why are you drawn to Australia? There's got to be a reason for it, and it's nothing to do with family or friends or anything like that. You've been having dreams, or there's a reason behind it. And what Spirit is saying to you is not just Australia, okay, that you're being drawn to. You keep getting information or messages, information from Spirit, they're sending you that you're not necessarily following through with. Okay, so what I'm getting the sense of is maybe Spirit is sending you a message in the way that they do, and sadly it's not in black and white and on a printed letterhead saying this is what you need to do. It's a very intangible thing. But you've been getting a sense of different things that have been coming towards you, and some of them you've just dismissed as no, or maybe not really connected into. Just yes or no on that.
I've been I've been working on my creative projects, but I've been procrastinating, so I kind of feel a little guilt about that, because it's easy for me to find an excuse to do something else instead of doing my work.
Procrastination is a beautiful tool. So what I want you to do when you finished on talking to us is to take yourself, if it's possible, just for a couple of minutes, and just tap into your higher self. And all we need to do with doing that is just take three nice cleansing breaths and then ask the question, what are you trying to show me?
Mm-hmm.
What are you trying to show me? And then wait for the answer. Now, it could be a bird that flies past. It could be, a piece of traffic or something, or a phone call or something like that. But be open to that, because that, I'm thinking, when you're saying about the procrastination, is what you're wanting. What is it? Somebody says, I want it, but I want it in black and white. And sadly, there is no choir of angels saying glory be to God with a banner above their head when they give us a message. It's very, very subtle, and it's very, very, we have to tap into it and go, okay, that's what you're trying to tell me. I think once you've found your direction, the person that you're going to spend your time with, be it now or forever, will come towards you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I still feel that. And I feel like if she fills up with herself, it's listening to those messages. It's, oh my God, that's what's going to guide you. That's what's going to release the melancholy, the drag, the bring in the joy, raise the vibrational frequency. I can just, when you were saying that, I was just getting chills.
The thing about the moon being filled with ripples is it's
when we have water that flows over rocks, okay, it cleanses. It releases things. It shifts things. And when you look at beams or waterfalls in the light, you get an amazing mix of sound and light and creation that connect with each other. Water washes away the emotions, it releases things, it cleanses. But with the moon beams or the moon and the water, if you've ever stood and looked at the moon shining on water, it is just awesome. Okay, so it lifts up in that sort of purity, that release. Okay?
Yeah, wow.
Get
thank
that.
You.
Wow. Love it. You're so welcome.
Yeah.
Wow, beautiful. Just beautiful, amazing. I could just vibrationally feel all of that. Oh, my God. It's
Wow.
And again, I always say when we do these readings, it's you know, obviously the person that's calling in, but it's for so many, because one person has a question, you can be sure that thousands of others that are listening have that same question or similar enough. You know, I always get email, I tried to call in, but I couldn't. But you answered it on, that girl called in, and that is exactly what I'm going through, you know, on and on and on. So, I always take the
people
when this.
We can take something from everything we hear that can attune to us, that connects with us, so take it. There's nothing wrong in that whatsoever. So it's places like sometimes we might hear something on the radio or, you know, hear a part of a conversation and you go, I needed to hear that. So we put up the intention to our spirit and then we get the answers. It may not necessarily come directly, as I say, in a telegram to us, but it does. It comes to us in other ways.
Wow. Thank you.
Perfect.
Well, thanks for calling in, Angela. That was amazing.
Thank you for your awesome answers.
You're welcome. Yeah, and check out her these Oracle cards. I really online the app. I like the that you can take it with you wherever you go. Where can they now? You can go to what is it, Indigo? You can go to the website, or you can also go. I think I went there, and then it took me to iTunes. But their vibrational energy Oracle deck.
Yeah.
What's the website?
If you go to my it's Indigoes IndigoesGoes.com, but I think there's a hyphen in between the two. Bear with me a moment. I'll quickly pull this up. Isn't it awful? I have this wonderful gentleman, yeah. Frederick, that does all this work here. So let me just type in his email, his website, Indigoes.com. It's IndeGoes.com.
Okay, I'm going to put it in the chat again. It's
INDIE. I'm dyslexic.
No, I am too. I look INDIE-GOES.com.
G-O-E-S. I think there's some wonderful decks on there, not just mine.
No, there's a few that are great. I downloaded some meditations. You know,
yeah.
So indigo.com.
Indigoes.com. So it's a plural. Think about
goes.
An IndyCar, and then hyphen and goes with an E in it. .com.
.com. Okay, there we go. Okay, I put it in the chat.
Yeah, and then if you type in vibrational energy, it'll take you to my decks. And if not, there are other wonderful decks there as well.
Yeah.
But yes, if you go to my website,
get a bunch. They're quite reasonable. The price, you know, I got a few,
mm-hmm.
and I love stuff like that anyway. Okay, we have another
have a free download on his, so you get
yes, you can do a little freebie to test it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Which is fun. You can do that for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, good. JDG690 put the app. Thank you. Here's the app on iTunes. Okay, great. So that's in the chat for those of you in the chat, those of you listening by phone or computer or listening in the archives, you can find just by going to indie-goes.com. Okay, let's see. Who do we have another? Okay. We've got 818-850. You're on air. 818-850. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Debbie and Michelle. It's Gail.
Hey, welcome.
I'm just calling in. I just would love to see what card you pull for me today, what it says.
Well, here, as the caller was coming in, I got hopeless relief. So, well done for letting go of things that you no longer need to carry, hon. Hopefully, we carry a lot of baggage in our life, and I'm not just talking the weight that's on our hips. I'm talking about the baggage that we carry, and I'm hearing from Spirit that you've gone like a clean wash through your relationships. You've gone through the address book and gone, no, they've moved, their eyes, they've gone, you know, like that. So you've just let go of stuff. So well done, and you're starting to feel the difference, lighter.
Yeah.
You haven't felt like for a time, hon, so well done. Well done from Spirit. I have a gentleman in Spirit, and I just have to quickly say this because he's come through, and he's got a big chuckly face, all right? So I'm not sure who he is to you, and as I said to the lady earlier, I don't want to spend too much time finding out who he is, but he comes through and he goes, boot on you, girl. So he's like almost like a dad or a granddad or somebody that would have called you a girl because I'm not a girl anymore, and I don't think you're so much a girl, but it's a saying, good on you, girl. So he wants to thank you for doing this for yourself.
Wow, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
And by the way, hon, the people around you that don't like it, what is it I say to people? blow them a raspberry, because the reason they don't like it is because you're now not beholden to them. You're now not all and play with you, okay? Good for you.
Right. Thank you so much. I love your app. I use it a lot.
You do? Oh, and
yes.
you have her app
for you. You guys over there are just having your Thanksgiving. We have ours in October, but yours is coming up, I think, next weekend. You have something that you're planning to do. I know it's Thanksgiving weekend, but you're planning something that's outside of what you would normally do, yes?
Yes.
Do it.
Nice.
Do it. Yay. Thank you. That's awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Tamara's putting in the chat, crazy accurate.
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you so much. I just love your app. I do have it, and I use it a lot.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I feel very blessed when people support my work, so thank you very much.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that reading. That was
awesome.
This is beautiful.
Thanks for calling in, Gail. And this is a very discerning audience, just listener, participants. Okay, we got a couple more. Let's see if you can squeeze them in. 402-598, you're on Awakening.
Hey, Michelle.
Welcome to the program.
Sue. Hi.
Who is this?
Hi. It's Sue McCarthy.
Oh, hey, Sue. Welcome. Welcome. Yay. Hi, Sue. Welcome.
I decided if Gail needs to call, I need to call.
There you go. That's right. Come on.
Yeah, so I would love a card draw.
Okay, all right. Well, the card that I pulled is Rain Dance. And I don't know what the weather's like where you are, but I'm getting the sense here,
Wait,
honey,
yeah.
You take off your shoes and socks, Rain Dance.
Mm.
Can you hear me?
No, I can hear
yes,
you.
Can. All right.
Explain.
Okay, so Rain Dance is... sense that I'm getting here is you've taken off your shoes and socks and you're prepared to go and play, all right? And that is the whole essence with Rain Dance. As a kid we would go and, you know, it would be raining and we would go and jump in the puddles with or without our wet shoes on, okay? Or if the snow outside, we'd be out there and we'd be making snow angels. And there's mum or dad running behind us going, you've got to put on your thermal suit or you've got to put on your Wellington boots. And we have no cares, no worries, no concerns.
Oh, I'm
and
wanting to get to that
area
point.
This is your area
so
where
have
you
some fun. Lighten up. Have
some
fun.
Yeah, and don't be so quick to want to get out of the puddle from playing, okay?
Okay.
I'm not saying that up your job and go off and do something crazy, but I'm saying on those times when you want to play, release yourself and play. Don't restrict yourself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Michelle said that about me, too.
Yeah, love it. Thanks, Sue, for calling in. Okay,
you're welcome.
One more real quick if we can. It's a Skype caller. It's showing 1111. This queen.
And I would love, it is, and I would love a card. How are you both doing?
I'm
doing
well.
Great.
How are you? Now, the one thing I started to pull the card just as the call's being picked up, and I got giggle factor for you. Why? Because I get this whole essence around you that you are the queen of getting people into goofy kind of fun things. All right, that's the sense I'm getting. If it's not a sense, if it's not something that you're doing, which I'm being told from spirit, you're the person that lightens up the room.
Mm-hmm.
And you're the person
that's
that when
for sure.
If something's really heavy, you're the one that comes in with the sort of not the cape and stuff, but it's almost like, oh come on, you know, it's not as bad as all that, and you laugh it off, okay?
Yeah,
you are.
I can relate.
You are an absolute breath of fresh air, hon. You don't appreciate how much you change other people's vibrations around you.
Yes, that's so true.
Thank you.
All right, because there's no falseness. You're not doing it in a pretentious way. You're not laughing at somebody. You're bringing out that light essence around them. And you just do it with pure heart. Just pure heart. So, you know, keep going forward with it. Keep going forward. And don't be concerned about what's happening at the moment around you, okay? This is not particularly to you. This is somebody that's very close to you that's going through a little bit of a turmoil at the moment, okay? Spirit is just saying it's trying to work itself out. Okay. And if I had time to spend with you to have a chat, and I said to you, but you knew this was coming, you would agree with me. All right?
Yeah.
So whatever this is happening around you, I don't get, it is affecting you, but it isn't directly to you, okay? So this could be family member or friend or someone around you that's going through something at the moment, a bit of a turmoil, a bit of a change, a bit of a have to do that kind of thing. But if I sat down with you and said that you knew this was coming, you sort of knew that this had to happen, you would go, oh, yeah. Just let that happen. It's going to be okay, is what I'm being told. All right? It's been a long time coming for them.
Nice.
Thank you. Queen, thanks for calling in. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for being there, both of you.
Oh, always. Blessings.
Thank you. And thank you, Debbie. This has been just amazing. This has been, and people, you've heard, a lot of people have, from the first show got her app and just love it and been using it, and as well as some of the others. But if you want more information about Debbie Anderson, you can go to vibrational-energy.com, and the app can be, you can get that on iTunes, or you can go to indie-goes.com, indi-goes.com as well. Thanks for coming and playing. I love it. Thanks for tuning in for people, Debbie. This has been great. I love doing this with you. It's really
thank you. I love being invited. I really do. I also do a weekly reading on YouTube if anybody ever wants to tune in and have that. And it's completely free.
Wonderful.
So, you know, just go under Debbie A. Anderson, I think it's Vibrational Energy. You'll see the ugly mug there.
So on YouTube, you do a weekly reading, and it's what, and on YouTube, what's your YouTube channel name again? What is it?
It should be under Debbie A. Anderson, Vibrational Energy.
Okay,
so
perfect.
YouTube and type in Vibrational Energy and Debbie A. Anderson. You'll see my green, the green face that comes up, and the decks on there as well. So, yes, I'm on there. I do a weekly reading, and at the moment I'm doing some Rediscovering Your Inner Child bi-weekly reading. So number 10 has just been posted today. So you can go back and listen to the first one and work your way up, or just listen to that
one.
And
I think these kinds of things to do, and I was saying at the top of the program, that's, you know, I don't remember who it was that called in. I think it was another Debbie. Get that insight, get that spiritual upliftment by tools like this, you know, fill up your spiritual bank, so to speak. Okay, well, we are winding out. We're a little over, which is great. I love it. We've been chatting away and doing great readings. I love it. Well, have you back for sure. You're a love, and I love your app. And just have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the day and week. And thanks for taking the time to come back and share with us. So appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. And wishing everybody a happy Thanksgiving. You know, I always say to people, when things go wrong in our world, hug somebody you love really tightly and just tell them that you love them.
Absolutely. Great. Great advice.
All right. Bye-bye, sweetie.
All right. Bye-bye. See you later. All right, everyone, as you were tuning, those of you that may be tuning in last second minutes or listening via the archive, our guest was Debbie A. Anderson, the author and creator of Vibrational Energy Oracle Cards. And you can find out more information by going to vibration-energy.com or indie-goes.com. You can just also Google Debbie A. Anderson Vibrational Healing. And she also has a YouTube channel, which she does a weekly reading, which is kind of amazing. And these are the tools. Use them. They're great. And you can get them to go on the go. Love all of you. Thank you so much for creating this with me and, you know, making an amazing program that keeps getting voted Best Spiritual and Metaphysical Podcast of 2015. You can check that out on FM Player and also on iTunes. So until next time, continue to shine your light, share your insight, and, of course, keep awake.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued Awaken conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, the number 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake. Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued Awaken conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, the number 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.